The senator took questions and comments from the audience for about an hour. Topics included universal health care, the conflict in Yemen, and growth in Utah. Senator Romney said while he did vote against President Trump's emergency declaration to secure funding for a border wall, Romney does support a physical barrier.
I just think it makes common sense to have a fence or some kind of structure that keeps people from being able to come into the country illegally. There are a number of other things I think we have to do to hopefully eliminate illegal immigration. I'm a fan of legal immigration. I do not want to cut it down. I was pleased the president put a program out that said let's have legal immigration with the same numbers as the past, but let's have people come into the country based on what we think they can contribute, the job skills they might have. Hopefully they speak English and so forth. I thought that was the right approach.
Senator Romney says he does support DACA individuals staying in the country and receiving legal status with the opportunity to receive citizenship. On climate change, Romney said he wants to continue to keep in place emissions controls on vehicles. When asked about coal use in Utah, the senator said that he would not outlaw the use of coal as it remains a large part of the energy makeup for the state. He did say that he expects that to change.
What we're seeing right now is market dynamics playing out. I let the market play as it has, and you're going to see the transfer from coal to natural gas. We're going to be sending our coal to other countries that will keep using it. Globally, our coal happens to be some of the cleanest coal, and there are a lot of nations that are going to use coal and will for a long period of time. So I'd send our coal to markets where, because we have such clean coal, it would be widely accepted.
When asked about the conclusion of the Mueller investigation, Senator Romney confirmed that he's read the entire report. He also said he didn't think that the House of Representatives would be likely to impeach President Trump. Romney likened the process to the judicial system.
With regards to impeachment, I've offered my thoughts about the prosecutor. In this case, it's the House, and what I think the House will do or how they'll evaluate the evidence. But if they decide to impeach, I'll be a member of the jury. I will not be the prosecutor. I'll be a member of the jury. The Senate is the jury, and I will listen to what is brought forth and offer my most honest and fair assessment as any juror would do.
At one point in the evening, a young man got up and became confrontational with the senator, asking a series of questions, including an accusation that the senator rigged the 2012 primary elections. Romney did address the idea that the 2012 primaries were rigged.
And I don't know how you would rig a primary, a caucus in particular. The caucuses, by the way, it's like this. I went to the Iowa caucuses, and it's really some people are in a room like this, and they say, how many vote for Romney? And they count hands. And how many vote for Santorum? They count hands. And how many vote for Ron Paul? So they count hands. That's how the Iowa caucuses are done. They also fill out a paper a copy as well.
Senator Romney did say that election interference was an important issue for him as well. He mentioned a bill in the Senate he is watching closely.
So for instance, right now, if you watch TV and there's an ad for a politician, it says who it is that's behind that ad. You remember, you know, I'm Mitt Romney and I approve this message. But if you go on social media, that's not the case. So this is a bill that would provide on social media the same requirement, which is whoever's paying for it would have to be identified in the ad. And I'm positively inclined, although, as Ross Perot used to say, the devil's in the details, and so I'm working on that.
The entire audio of the town hall meeting can be found on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.